RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
One of the easiest ways to maintain your physical and mental health is through good nutrition and, of course, regular exercise. And the people who are able to make these healthy diet and exercise choices tend to have more physical energy, mental energy. They tend to be in a better mood. They tend to sleep better and are often able to enjoy physical activity into old age unless, you know, certain things or bad genes come into play. My guest today is Mimi Kozma. She's international food connoisseur and master chef, and she is awesome. Some great guests to have on. Welcome to the show, Mimi. So we're talking about food for a healthier mind, body, and soul. What does that even mean in your description?
Well, for me, a healthy mind, body, and soul in terms of food intake is taking in nutrient-rich foods that keep you calm, that keep your body cleansed, that keep your body fed well, and that keep you spiritually in balance. So, and you can achieve a healthy mind, body, and soul simply by, and what you said in the introduction, is eating the right things and having the right amount and balance of activity in your life.
So what kinds of foods can, you know, help with the mind, body, and soul? And we talk a lot about healthy foods on these shows, Mimi, but now we're talking about foods for the soul. And, you know, there's that whole chicken soup for the soul and everything for the soul. What kind of foods help to nourish your soul?
Well, when you eat right, you feel better. And when you feel better, you project more positive energy. And then by projecting positive energy, in my estimation, you then receive it back. And that's what feeds the soul. That's food for the soul. When you listen to a happy song, for example, does it make you feel good inside? And, you know, you might, you know, skip around and people see that and you tend to pay it forward. And so they see it and they pay it forward to the next person. You know, you've seen those commercials on TV where if you help someone drop something, you pick it up. They're inspired by your small act of kindness, and they in turn do the same. That feeds your soul. That's what feeds your soul. So if you feel good because you're eating good food, you're projecting positivity and receiving it.
Now you are, you know, a master chef. You're amazing, and so you. When we say good food, in my mind, yes, there's nutritious food and our leafy greens and our excellent vegetables and salads and fruits and all these wonderful fishes and things.
Yes.
And then there's also decadent food. And as a chef, you know, I would look at something you cooked and go, oh, see, that's food for the soul. What are we talking about food-wise?
Well, food for the soul. Okay, so you're right. So let's go back to what you were saying. You know, healthy food, green, vegetables, lean proteins, complex carbohydrates. All those things to some people sound very terribly boring when we just sort of list them. But when you create dishes full of, you know, color varietals and different flavor infusion, that right there plays a trick on the mind, you know. When something smells good, you know it's going to taste good. And those sorts of things elevate your spirit, if you know what I'm saying. And when you eat something that's delicious and smells delicious and feeds you, it's sort of what is the word, I don't know, it's like a spiritual high, for lack of a better word. And some
absolutely
of the foods, right? So there was, I'm going to go back into some research that I did. Butler University and back in the early to mid 1900s did some studies on chlorophyll and its effects on the body. And as everyone knows, chlorophyll comes from plants. And they learned that an abundance of chlorophyll in the diet can help to keep at bay certain things like depression, anxiety, some mood disorders, other mood disorders. It cleans your cells. And also, if you're just about to get ready for surgery, or if your body seems to be moving towards some sort of illness, it tends to help heal the body quicker. And so, you know, the better we feel, the better we are. So again, a big push on the eating of leafy greens and plant-based foods, just for, basically for that reason.
And those help certainly the body, as you say, chlorophyll helps to heal and helps to nourish. And we're talking about foods for the soul that are colorful and inviting, and smells are so important. And therein lies foods for the mind, is that smell, that maybe remembrance. So if you're smelling chicken soup, it might take you back to your mother's kitchen. You know, so I'd like you in the last couple of minutes to give us as many food examples as you can of foods that you would cook for people that you love to make them have healthier mind and body and soul and bring them back to that place where they feel healthier, happier, more energized.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing I made this last week was a pretty nutrient-dense packed meal for my husband and myself. And my daughter, who's a very, you know, very picky eater, actually liked it. So what I took was a sweet potato, which is high in beta carotene. You know, I steamed it, mixed it with some quinoa, almond flour. I mean, listen to all the things I'm putting in this. Almond. I'm putting in quinoa, complex carbohydrate. A little bit of flaxseed. Again, your omega-3s. Creating a patty and turning it into a sweet potato pancake. Well, who hasn't had a potato pancake? But this is so much, it's like the superfood pancake, right? Just pan fry it with a little bit of grapeseed oil and serve it over a bed of baby greens, kale, spinach, and Swiss chard, pecans, cranberries. Think of, you're envisioning this color, green, bright green.
Yeah, my mouth is watering right now.
And then I toss the salad and top the potato, which is now on top of the greens, with a lemon yogurt vinaigrette. Yogurt, full of those good bacteria, right, that are good for your gut. Lemon that's acidic but cleanses you and is very light. And so you get this rich, delicious meal that is so densely packed with nutrients and filling. And you feel satisfied, it's light, and it's wonderful. And when you feel that good, you go out and you jump rope and you ride bikes with your kids and you're happy and satisfied for hours on end. And I highly recommend that. Just something like that. Listen to all the colors, oranges, reds, greens, browns. You know, all the earth tones, beautiful dish. Beautiful.
I think that that's important, and you mentioned earth tones too, because that grounds us and that brings us back to nature and the environment, and earth tones and those root vegetables are also, and I love that meal. I'm going to make just basically that tonight. What do you say to people who say, okay, great, that's easy for her. She's a master home chef and she's got Food Hero show and TV series. But what about me? Where do I learn to cook like that?
Well, honestly, it doesn't take any more than a little bit of effort. It's not like I don't have fancy, cutlery and pots and pans and gadgets in my kitchen. A person that just has a simple pot and an oven that they can turn on and a bowl can make this meal. It's a cheap meal too. You don't have to go out and make and loads of it. And if you do, freeze it. But it's so easy. It's simply taking one potato, a little bit of almond flour, a little bit of quinoa, and just combining it. And if you don't like some of the flavors that are there, mix it up with the things that you do like. Just make sure you're incorporating a balance of color and flavor, and try to stay away from any, simple sugars and things like that. It's really not that hard. And if you don't trust me, go on the internet and do a search, because there's a lot of people out there, including myself, that have guidance for people to do and to create those things in their kitchen very simply. And very quickly. It doesn't take a lot of time. You just have to set the time aside to do it. You have to love yourself enough and respect yourself enough to say, I'm going to do it because I have to and I should.
What's your website, Mimi? We're just out of time now.
www.mimicosma.com. Cosma with a K. K-O-Z-M-A.
MimiCosma.com. She is master home chef, international food connoisseur, and giving us great ideas for foods for that healthier mind, body, and soul. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.